Listening Library presents Gregor and the Code of Claw, Book 5 in the Underland Chronicles by Suzanne Collins, read for you by Paul Bamer. Part 1. The Code. Chapter 1. Gregor's back pressed into the cold stone floor as he stared up at the words on the ceiling. His eyes and skin were still stinging from the volcanic ash that had engulfed him hours ago. Between the burning in his lungs and the rapid beating of his heart, it was hard to get a full breath. To steady himself, he tightened his grip on the hilt of his newly claimed sword. As soon as he had retrieved the sword from the museum, he had run to this room. Every inch of it, walls, floor, and ceiling, was covered in prophecies about the Underland, this gloomy, warring world far beneath New York City, which had consumed Gregor's life for the past year. Bartholomew of Sandwich, the man who had founded the human city of Regalia, had carved the prophecies some 4 centuries ago. While most of his words were for the benefit of the Regalians, they also made reference to many of the giant creatures who lived in the neighboring lands down here. The bats, the cockroaches, the spiders, the mice, and most often, the rats. Oh, and Gregor. Several were about Gregor, but they didn't call him by his name. In the prophecies, he was known as the Warrior. Gregor hadn't allowed anyone to enter the room with him. He'd wanted to be completely alone when he first read this prophecy. Everyone had taken such pains to keep its contents from him in the last few months that he had known it must say something awful, and he had wanted